In the state of Ohio, a couple of third-party candidates say they will ask for a recount of all the presidential ballots. Such a recount would occur in December, and it is not expected to change the results of the presidential race, which hinged on Ohio. Nevertheless, a recount could address some concerns about the validity of those results. Here's NPR's Pam Fessler.
Ever since the November 2nd election, complaints have circulated on the Internet about the accuracy of the vote count. There have even been unsubstantiated charges that the election was stolen from John Kerry. Most election experts and officials have dismissed such concerns, saying there's no evidence of major fraud or irregularities. But Green Party presidential candidate David Cobb and his Libertarian counterpart, Michael Bednarik, are not convinced. They want a recount of the almost 5.5 million votes cast in Ohio. Blair Beaubier is a spokesman for the Cobb campaign.
We've had widespread reports of irregularity in the Ohio voting process, and we are doing this to protect the integrity of the voting process.
He says concerns include tens of thousands of Ohio ballots that showed no vote for president and problems with electronic voting equipment. Under Ohio law, any losing candidate can demand a recount if he or she has the required fee, about $113,000. The two campaigns say they've already raised more than that amount, making a recount all but certain. Right now, the unofficial results in Ohio show President Bush ahead by more than 136,000 votes. Beaubier says no one expects to change the outcome.
What we hope to see is a change in the process. We had a ridiculous process in 2000, highlighted by the fiasco in Florida. We have a ridiculous process that's happening right now. We don't have a way to audit or verify the results from electronic voting machines, and this all needs to change before we do this again.
But not everyone thinks a recount is the best way to fix election problems. The Ohio Secretary of State's office estimates that a new tally will cost about $1.5 million, money that might be better spent addressing other issues, such as the long lines seen throughout the state on Election Day. The Kerry Edwards campaign also thinks a recount is unnecessary. Instead, it's focusing on monitoring county election boards over the next 2 weeks as they come up with their final tally, which will include absentee and provisional ballots. Daniel Hofheimer is state legal counsel for the Kerry Edwards campaign.
The people have spoken in Ohio. We don't expect to find any voter fraud. We're not looking for any voter fraud. We're not looking for any hidden ballots. There were many problems throughout Election Day, and there have been some since Election Day. But where we found them, I think we've pretty much solved them. Obviously, our eyes are wide open.
And he says if other problems are found, the campaign hopes to get them fixed before the state certifies final results on December 3rd. The Cobb and Bednarik campaigns can't officially ask for a recount until that date, but they say there's no doubt that's what they'll do. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.